Kotzebue musher John Baker pulled a tired dog team into the Galena checkpoint and declared his 8-hour layover almost immediately.
Are you going to think about an 8-hour or shorter term?
8-hour.
All right, we're going to park him to the left.
The former Iditarod champion says it was clear his team needed some downtime to recover from a few minor problems.
Like harness rubs and little things that, you know, just unexpected things that slow them down.
He says his dogs are moving slower than he expected, but he's not worried because there are still days of racing ahead. He's happy to have flat, long river miles in front of him.
No, I like the river. It's so much like home. Yeah, I enjoy being on the river.
Baker says the most fun he's had on the trail so far was during his 24-hour layover in Cripple. He joined two Norwegians, at least one fellow past champion, and a handful of other mushers for some downtime at the remote checkpoint.
Helped each other do whatever the other one was doing, even helped each other feed dogs and whatever. We just had a wonderful time in Cripple.
Parked right next to Baker's team for their 8-hour layover was Noah Burmeister's team. The young musher says he's raised a few eyebrows this year.
Nobody knows what to think about me right now. I think everybody's kind of shocked.
Really? You think
yeah.
So?
Oh, yeah. Because I haven't raced dogs or raced the Iditarod in 10 years. And when I did race, I was running puppy teams. So nobody knows what type of dog driver I am or anything. I think everybody's getting their eyes opened up.
Burmeister says a few minor bumps along the way have him 45 minutes behind his schedule.
I busted the tongue off the trailer and had to stop and fix that. And one of the cross braces on the handlebars broke and had to get that all fixed back up and
well,
back
it wouldn't
together.
Be the Iditarod without some...
That's right. You gotta, something's gonna break out there. It's just a matter of figuring out what and when.
Like many mushers, Burmeister was using a trailer to ferry dogs up the trail. But he was one of the only mushers to drop it in Galena.
Just to start moving a little easier and less baggage.
Less baggage. Everyone wants less baggage, Noah.
Yeah.
Whether or not you get it is a totally different story.
Joking aside, both Burmeister and John Baker are proving themselves formidable among this year's tough competition. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Galena.